Truth Nation, great morning. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. I am the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Still looking for my gavel. I'm going to have to ask my brother, Sonic family, Barry, you know, he's a commissioner.
Uh-huh.
We see him on the news all the time.
Can I borrow your gavel?
Yeah. I'm going to be like, no, man, you need to pass one of them down.
Well,
man.
You know, well, hold on. You know, Judge Mosley's retired. Maybe he got an extra one somewhere.
You know what? Yeah. And
yeah.
He
shout out to
me,
Judge Mosley,
for helping him through law school.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Former judge
Derrick Mosley. Yeah.
Once you're a judge, you're always a judge, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So, Judge Mosley, hey.
That part.
You know, he let Kendall come in.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah. Kendall met all the greats, too. Valerie. Okay.
Yeah,
and all
yeah.
The, yeah.
Yep, I helped her.
Judge Valerie,
on, on the bench.
Yeah, well, see, there you go.
I got a lot of history.
Yeah. Yeah. She
sometimes
might even be able to get you one.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even think about, you know what I'm saying? I have learned
yes.
that when I'm talking with different people
yeah.
in different areas
right.
and they talk about this, and I'll be like, yeah, you know what? I did this. That's crazy. Did you see that Empire State Building thing? Them two fools?
Oh, yeah, up there.
What the hell? I didn't see no harnesses or anything,
they're
baby.
They're known for stuff like that.
I know,
that.
But I ain't seen no harness. Do you know I don't know. We'll try to see.
Wait a minute.
Get Xavier to try to pull up that CNN clip
yeah.
of them scaling
the Empire State Building.
Not just up there. Listen, they went up there like they were King Kong.
Well, I mean, they're known for stuff like that. They do stuff like that.
And then,
they don't know how they got past security or anything.
You know. And can I just say, in my opinion,
okay.
things some white people do? Because I'd be damned. I don't care.
They said, why I got to be a white black thing?
Because I haven't seen any of those people that are doing those things, scaling buildings, calling
uh-huh.
themselves Spider-Man and
right.
all that.
Uh-huh.
I ain't seen it be a black man or a black woman. I'm not saying that it has never happened.
Right.
But every time I see it on the news and it's highlighted, They not like us. Maybe we can ask our mixologists, is there an influx of black people that are doing these type of things as well? You know, I say, every time I hear about it, somebody scaled this, somebody did
right,
this.
Right.
They not like us.
Well, Kendrick.
Are you my friend? I like this. Then step this way. Step this way. Okay. Great morning, Xavier. Okay, I got to let him finish his coffee drink here. He was like, I wasn't prepared for that. Now that I have sipped my
I'm not mad,
beverage,
Xavier.
I can now attend to it. Great morning, Xavier. How you doing and feeling, bro?
The world's on fire. No one seems to care.
It is. As it relates to, I don't know if you can pull that clip up.
Yeah, I could.
Okay. And even if it's just playing in the background, we ain't even gotta hear the audio. But
there are certain things that I think other people do that we won't.
Yeah.
Climbing the Empire State Building.
Yeah.
Going to the
have on a harness, baby.
Listen, going to the Mitchell Park domes to smell a plant that stank.
Right.
There was a whole long
right. Some people just gotta.
Who was in that
this.
Line? Who?
Some people what? Just gotta do this. They ain't
None
gotta
y'all?
Go smell no plant.
They said it smells like rotting.
Yeah,
flesh
like
when it
what
blooms.
Is it? The corpse flower or something
yeah,
like
something
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Like I'm like.
So you didn't go see it.
Hell no. See, this is when my gavel would come in handy. It would come handy, be very handy right about now. I'd be like, you know what? What we not gonna do? No. But yeah, like I don't know. I guess I'm somewhat adventurous. I ain't like the stuff that a lot of them people do. I ain't that.
Them people?
Yeah. And I'm, because I'm not saying white. I'm not just saying Asians.
Is that any relation to you people?
No. It's saying them that people? Any other people that that's do not, that.
That's them people ain't.
Yeah, them
you
people that do
cousin?
That.
No, they ain't no. Cousins.
Them people that do that. Those are. Okay.
Them people?
So the clip is
people
playing.
That do that.
Yeah, them people that do that. Them people that do that. Like, so. Like I say, I'm sure there's some black people in there somewhere.
Where?
But it's Hmongs, Asians. Stealth. Stealth. Stealth.
Where?
Stealth, baby.
Where?
I'm just saying. Yeah, so.
I'm just saying.
But look at the.
Where is
how
we?
How you looking at the screen? like that, I don't see nothing for safety.
They don't need nothing for safety.
You're damn like, Bailey. Listen, okay, all right.
Woo!
You've been to Chicago, right?
I've been to Chicago plenty of times.
Now it's not called the Sears Tower, but, you know, it's called the Sears Tower.
Right.
You do know that as you go up there to those top floors, the building actually sways.
Yeah. Well, this is like,
and that's,
you know,
inside.
Listen, let me tell you something. So I'm from
Seattle. Built that way.
I'm from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
The Space Needle.
Right.
That's
okay.
The thing. And when you go up in the Space Needle, now they have a whole floor. They have a couple floors. I think it's three floors where it's not like this, but it's glass.
Right.
And you can look right down, and you can look all around you.
A panoramic view.
It's glass. So you could go.
That's how they have it at the Sears Tower, it's called something else now.
It feels like this looks.
See,
and I was just like, if you step in on the edge, then you have, you know, the regular grounding or whatever. But you could step, there's like, it's like a glass floor.
Yeah.
And
I
you
mean,
look
that's
down.
How it is. Yeah, that's how
I
it is.
I can show you
Chicago
some pictures
now.
Because my son and his friend, I was like, hey.
I guarantee you, even though they go up there in that Chicago, well, former Chicago, Sears Tower building. I'll find the correct name because it's a different name for it now. But that glass floor where you're standing out and you just looking straight down, there's some urine on the floor.
Not urine.
I'm telling you. Even,
not urine.
Because even though you chose to go because you wanted to do it, you paid for the experience, right?
Mm.
You got up there.
Mm-hmm.
And a natural body reaction happened.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I believe that.
You know how
I
they say it's scared to.
Yeah.
Out of
oh,
you?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? And at the Space Needle, you can see planes flying in and everything.
Right.
All the things. I'm going to show you some pictures because I have some. Maybe I'll shoot a picture to Xavier and he can post it. You guys can see
but
that.
But Xavier,
a little later.
What? Is there a lot of, have you had experience in seeing the people that do these type of things? And are there many people of color that you see when it shows these type of things being done?
Well,
especially on a major where it makes world news.
Well, I've seen these people, that climb to the top of the buildings and stuff like that. They typically tend to be white, but a lot of these people come from the
the Alps.
No, the rock climbing community and stuff like that. So I frequent Colorado once every year, and most of the rock climbers I see are white, but I do see some blacks.
Not very many though.
Yeah, but you know, here and there.
I'm just saying. So my. My guesstimation is correct that it's not necessarily a lot. So I'm sure that, you know, we can go, oh, did you know that Francis such and such, he done it? And yeah, but we see them doing it, like, all the time. When I see documentaries, I see a lot of frozen white people on those mountains. I don't see.
That's Mount Everest.
What is wrong? wrong with you?
I mean, it's true. It's true. You know, you because they can't take them down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh.
They be just, like, they mummified. Like, they a glacier.
Mummified?
Yeah, they're
yeah, they use them as markers.
I'm aware. It's mummified.
Yeah.
You said mummified.
Yeah, because I'm looking at them like, you mum, you know. Like, why? Why'd you do this? You know, and.
Because they wanted to climb the mountain.
Well, they didn't make it to heaven. That's for damn sure.
Oh, my goodness.
They didn't make it to heaven. They didn't.
Help me.
They didn't make it to heaven.
Help me this morning.
It's Will D9, shout out to everybody on our YouTube
page.
Good
morning, everybody.
While you're there, make sure you hit the like and subscribe as we are on our road to 9,000. But Will D9 said, we can propose on the ground, right? Like, that's for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, Nurse Arian Kawanda, would you have taken that trek and be like, you know what? I'm sincere. Come on. Come here, Ronnie. Make it real. See how you saw that, like, sincere,
yeah,
Ronnie.
Yeah,
some people
yeah.
hike up a mountain and propose. You know,
yeah,
the
yeah,
view,
yeah.
The
I get
memories
it.
And stuff
I get
like
it.
That.
If I got it.
They'll remember that for the rest of their lives now.
Yeah, no. Yeah, because you froze your ass off. You froze.
Wow.
Damn near froze to death.
Wow.
I'm talking about like on a more, not Mount Everest. I'm talking about other mountains.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in Colorado?
Yeah, no.
Okay. I have. Yeah.
Well, you're from Washington, so there's mountains out there anyway.
There are absolutely mountains.
I've been through.
And the most
Colorado.
Famous mountain out there is Mount Rainier.
What about Mount St. Helen?
Yeah, Mount St. Helen is out there too.
You got to fix Bailey. She's floating. She's like, she goes up.
What you talking about? Oh, I'm floating on the YouTube. Hey.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's this monitor.
Hey.
No.
Y'all are crazy.
Nurse Aaron Kawanda said, hell no to the no. There you go. Would anybody on our YouTube chat scale the Empire State Building to where those people were? Like, they were at the very antenna. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like no. And again, like I say, no harness. Like, they didn't have any safety belts or anything like that.
Yeah, people freestyle. They probably were mountain climbers and they freestyle. You know, when they freestyle, there's no harness or anything like that.
You know what? I don't have vertigo, but watching Bailey go up and down on the screen, it's hilarious to me. I'm like, listen, we got to get ready to take care of some bills. I was talking about them e-scooters, Xavier. And I was saying.
E-scooters.
Yeah,
yep.
The electric scooters,
see?
Lime and all of that.
You know.
Somebody trying to do something about it.
I like the electric scooters, but I got to tell you, I felt a certain type of way when I heard this announcement.
Hey, listen, I do the electric boogie before I do the electric scooter. You can't. Okay, listen, you're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. I am the legendary Home Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll come back to talk about these e-scooters and what
we going to scoot on down the
road. Alderman's name that continues to come up with this, Alderman Bob Bauman. So we'll find out what he has to say and get your thoughts on it, Truth Nation. I know how I feel. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most. Your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're a part of the Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why Having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings, so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at AmFam.com. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome, Black. Truth in the Morning. All right, we're going to learn today. Yeah, you wouldn't get far without having some American Family Insurance.
That's true.
I mean, they got you covered.
Yes, they
literally,
do.
Literally, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, make sure you check that out. The e-scooters.
Yeah. You might need some American Family Insurance for that. If you roll it out like that.
Yeah, you know, because I'm telling you, there are people that utilize them the right way.
Yes.
And then there are some people who abuse them.
That part.
And, you know, when I brought that up with our producer, Xavier, like, well, I don't, you know, they really abide by the lanes that they have and things of that nature. I'm like, well, I've seen the opposite, so.
Yeah, you know what? It depends on what side of town you're where you're at.
Right.
There are no, I mean, there aren't bike lanes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even then, you know, navigating those is a whole nother issue, you know.
Yep. Shout out to those recovering with broken arms and broken legs.
That part.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman that's in the hospital right now, and there's another young man that was arrested.
Yeah, because of the owner of Lacage. I mean, he has serious injuries.
Ribs
VA sent me, the brain, like just everything.
Yeah.
And even watching him literally what we call mow him down, like if you watch that video clip, it's crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so he's charged with, because he's changed that man's life forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
The injuries that he sustained.
From that, the crazy thing is from a scooter.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Which tells you that they can be just as dangerous sometimes or more dangerous than a car.
Mm-hmm. And so there is a clip, but it says Milwaukee Alderman to introduce stricter e-scooter measures.
Uh-huh.
So Alderman Bob Bauman is proposing higher fines, slower speed limits in downtown. But we do have the clip on that. We're going to play that, and let's talk about this.
Okay.
Proposed a scooter chaos crackdown. One Milwaukee city leader is set to introduce new safety measures come tomorrow. 12 News' Jasmine Franklin joining us live downtown with the restrictions up for debate. Jasmine?
Right. Alderman Bowman is pushing to add higher fines and also reducing the speed of e-scooters here downtown. He says these steps are necessary efforts to make sure everyone, including pedestrians and riders, stays safe.
It was an accident waiting to happen, and finally we did get a serious accident.
2 weeks after a Milwaukee sidewalk scooter rider knocked a man to the ground near MLK and State, Alderman Bob Bauman is set to propose stricter measures to city leaders Thursday to ensure another person isn't seriously hurt.
So we have to find a solution to the sidewalk issue, or the entire viability of the scooter program may be in jeopardy.
In Milwaukee, it is illegal to ride scooters on sidewalks. Bauman is proposing to increase fines from $10 to up to $200. He's also pushing to slow scooters down to a 5-mile-per-hour speed limit downtown.
15 miles an hour with a 200-pound person on a scooter can do a fair amount of damage if you're suddenly struck and you weren't anticipating it.
Many e-scooter riders say using sidewalks feels safer than riding in the street, but Alderman Bauman says it's causing more problems.
The city doesn't have the resources to fill potholes, much less redesign our entire street network to accommodate micro-transit vehicles like scooters and e-bikes. Then maybe Milwaukee's not ready for scooters. Maybe we build out the infrastructure first, and then we bring scooters back in.
Jasmine, Alderman Bob Bauman is planning to present this proposal tomorrow.
He is. That is happening tomorrow morning during the Public Safety and Health Committee meeting. Now, we did reach out to other commission council members to see if they agree with this proposal. However, we did not hear back tonight. We did, though, hear back from Mayor Cavalier Johnson. His office tells 12 News the mayor will review any action from the council. He is concerned about the safety issues that surround scooter use in busy areas.
All right, that follow-up expected tomorrow morning. Jasmine Franklin, so, live in Milwaukee.
Thank you, Troop Nation. Those of you who are on our YouTube or our Facebook page, make sure while you're watching us on Facebook, you hit that like and follow button. And, of course, on YouTube, like and subscribe. Hit the bell. It's all at 1017 The Truth, 1017 The Truth. That's where you'll find us on YouTube and Facebook. What is your thoughts, Bailey? You remember I was just talking about these scooters and I've seen the danger. And my thing is you got to slow them down in the inner city, too, because they be reckless.
You know, they be reckless. They over there. They don't care.
They don't give a damn.
See, here's how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
I have ridden them mm-hmm. several times.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. There's an exhilarating feeling, but I think a designated area
mm-hmm.
would probably work better. Or say, for example, you know, because everybody's sidewalks, the downtown streets are just not like, there's not a lot of bike lanes or anything downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we're down here now. Not a lot of that. And it can be dangerous. I mean, it is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and doing it on the sidewalks is dangerous.
Correct.
And doing it, unfortunately, on the street
mm-hmm.
is dangerous as well, because it's dangerous to the pedestrians and to yourself. To be honest with you, let's be realistic. Doing it on the sidewalk, there ain't enough room.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little dips into this and the that that right. are involved with sidewalk use. That could be dangerous to you if you don't know what you really, if you ain't all, you know, some people have the whole technique and everything they know, but it's just not conducive. It is just, less realistically, it's not.
Listen, I've witnessed.
I mean,
some of these individuals are driving, riding these e-scooters like they're driving a reckless, if they were behind the wheel of a vehicle and still driving reckless.
Right.
With the bobbing and weaving. At a rate of speed, you're like,
yeah,
hey!
Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, you got to run into sometimes, especially I'll say it in the inner city, in some of the areas, you got to run into a confrontation when you say, hey,
now you,
slow down.
Well, you know what? In the inner city, let's be realistic, they are using them as a real mode of transportation.
And downtown, they are really using them as that form.
These, from my vantage point, are recreational type deals. You know what I mean?
And I think, unfortunately, more in the inner city.
They're using them for real modes of transportation.
No, they're using them for recreational, reckless driving. I'm just trying to tell you. Like, I'm wondering how the hell you even got a card to get on the damn e-scooter.
That part now. So, that part right there.
Some of the places that you see these scooters
you're
left
like,
in,
what are they
ain't
doing?
No business there.
Right.
Ain't no business there.
None whatsoever. And how did you get over here? And who? Yeah.
Right.
You're right. Yeah.
So it's an unfortunate truth.
Because you know
but
they're
in my
rigging
opinion,
them.
It's the truth.
You know they ghetto rigging them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I've seen a little video show.
Don't even look at your radio like that.
Yeah.
They ghetto rigging them.
Bailey, you are stealth. Listen. Yeah.
Stop looking at the YouTube like that. You know they rigging them. Stop playing.
And the thing is, like I say, for a lot of people, they do use it for a mode of transportation.
That's what they're doing in
and
the
that's,
hood.
Yeah.
They're like, well, how you getting over here? You ain't got no car? I'll be over there. I'll be over there in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
15 minutes. 10 minutes, I'll be there.
But
that's what they're doing.
The drive that they're doing to get over there,
yeah,
is frustrating the hell out of people who are driving vehicles.
Absolutely,
people who are walking on the sidewalk.
Yes,
because it's crazy.
Yeah,
Troop Nation, what's your truth on this? Do you think that there should be some regulations on these e-scooters?
Yeah,
would that help? So we're going to put that up as a poll.
833-212-1017. That's our Truth Talking text line. Hit us up there, too. Shout out to Courtney. Good morning. Mm-hmm. Thanks for hitting us up on the Truth Talking text line.
Yeah, so we're going to put that poll up. Do you are you feeling this? Like, I mean, should there be some type of regulations on these scooters? And, you know, Juneteenth has been trying to get them to cut them off.
Yeah, did they cut them off this year?
I don't think they did.
You don't think so? You saw some? You saw some out there?
No, I was in the kid zone.
Oh, okay.
Hey, soon as we finish the Juneteenth kid zone, they are doing the construction on the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary parking lot. I'm going to show you a video.
Oh, okay. They was like, get out.
I would have been in a hole. I'd have been in the center of the earth. Listen, I'm going to show you this little video clip. Yesterday's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School is not today's.
It's not today.
Not the parking lot.
No.
And the playground.
Nope. Okay.
All of us would have been swallowed
okay.
up.
Okay.
You'd have thought it was an earthquake or something.
Wow.
They'd have been looking for my remains.
Wow.
It would have been a recovery issue.
A recovery effort.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been a search and rescue. I'd have been gone. My speakers.
All your speakers.
Generator. The gas would have been leaking from the generator.
Listen, Mrs. Blow would have been like, honey.
I just went to go get some corn for you.
Right. Where you at?
I come back. He's gone, gone, gone. Okay, we got to take care of some bills. We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Of course, the Truth Talk text lines are open at 833-212-1017. Currently, we're talking about Alderman Bob Bauman, who is proposing stricter e-scooter measures, higher fines, slower speed limits in downtown.
I'm being honest.
What about us, though?
You know what? Let me just say this. I don't think, while it's fun to ride downtown, maybe there should just be designated zones that you can ride them in.
But you know.
But then the flip side of that is your people that come downtown, they ain't going to abide by that. So you might as well just take them all the way out of downtown.
You know, my thing with all of this about the e-scooters is that and I think it's my take, Bailey and Troop Nation, on all of the things that I kind of like formulate different opinions on. I hate to take it away from people who are not abusing it, that are using it for what they're supposed to be utilized for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people who are traveling, Black, white, Hmong, Asian, whatever it is, Indian, it doesn't matter. If you're literally using it to get to and from work, to and from this place, and you're literally, you know, and I get it. You can go out as a family fun adventure.
Right.
And you should be able to do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there has to be some rules and some structure about that.
Even. Yeah.
But we will end up losing what I think is a great thing for some because it saves gas, all of that. All of the things that be like, man, I'd rather take a scooter. I'd rather this. But because of the abuse of probably a minority group of people, as I always say.
Here we go.
As a minority group of people. And I'm not saying, when I say minority group, I'm just saying Black people. I'm just saying those who are abusing them.
Right, because it'll
affect the overall of people who, whether you work downtown, whether you work on further on the south side.
This ain't New York.
Yeah.
This ain't New York. So, New York, they got bike riders. They got all kinds of scooter people. But our transportation ain't that way. You don't see that much, you know.
Listen, so Truth Nation, we want to hear from you.
I think there should be some regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, but I just feel like it could be dangerous any way you do it.
Yeah. I mean, there's always going to be the balance because nothing is perfect.
Right. Well, I kind of agree with his proposal to, you know, our streets aren't made for that.
Mm-hmm.
The micro, you know, transportation, and it's not. You know, people are taking. Maybe you do it where they could only use them downtown during certain time periods, like mm-hmm. in the morning, mm-hmm. like travel times, work, you know, the work function. And then in the evening time, when they're doing all this partying down here, kicking it, you can't have them down here. I think that would work.
Well, yeah. And I the reason that I think that that works is because most of the time offices are closed.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to look at it in the context of, well, we'll stop somebody from coming to work.
Right.
No.
Nope.
Most of the offices are going to be closed.
Allow them to be down here and usable during business hours.
Mm-hmm.
9 to 5.
Yep.
5:30 is or 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I was going to say give them time to get to work.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock, you done.
You know.
And then outside of those, outside of those time periods, they can't be down here because people be out here partying and kicking it and on the sidewalks.
And if they are or wherever they are, they need to be that 5 miles per hour.
Yeah. Yep.
They need to be the 5 miles per hour.
I mean, realistically, I mean, everybody be like, well, less than five. You know, they really don't have to be that.
I'm with you.
I mean, they scooters. What are we doing? They're supposed to be scooters.
I know.
What is we doing out here?
Hey, and another thing that has become a problem. Listen, I'm not against e-bikes. I'm not. I get it. But are you really getting the damn exercise?
Like
no, but I'm just saying, are you really getting the exercise?
That ain't no exercise.
Right.
What is that? You out kicking it. You on something.
Right.
You
ain't got a pedal.
You ain't got a pedal. All you got to do is balance yourself on that thing.
Plug it up.
Plug it up and go.
Right. So
that's
not even the exercise of being on a bike.
No.
That was the whole thing.
Your exercise is walking up to it and getting on it.
That's it. You know, you'd be better off doing the pedal tavern.
Pedal tavern?
Yeah.
Okay.
You seen them where they all got a pedal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can get you a drink while you're doing it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, the drink ain't fun then. The drink is supposed to be fun. It ain't fun then. Because you like, and then what if you on there with people that want to pedal faster than you? Can we do a nice casual pedal, please?
Mm.
You can't.
We got the YouTube poll up. Do you think there should be more regulations on e-scooters, yes or no? Make sure you participate in the poll so we can find out, you know, where people's mindsets are on these different situations. Let's go to, again, great morning. We love you. We appreciate you to everybody that is on our YouTube page. Jasmine Gooden said, scooters in the street are the worst. I've seen the kids almost get hit by the driver. Anita Nicole said, we can't get a grip on crime and we're coming up with new rules that can't or won't be enforced. Who's policing this? Just get rid of the rentals because they're reckless for the most part.
Wow.
And Nurse Arian Kawanda thought about what Anita Nicole said and pointed up and said 100. Tiffany Harris said, and we're going to get to that. That is one of our stories about the gas station.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Brown Deer.
We're going to get to that.
But Will D said, if you have a motorized scooter, you should have the same enforcement like a car.
Yeah.
You got to have insurance to ride it in case of an accident does occur.
We got one over here on the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Shout out to June. I think she's a first-time texter.
Mm-hmm.
She said, this is kind of like gun control. There are always bad actors that will keep the conversation going. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I say it's usually a minority group of people that make it bad.
With the minority group.
Yeah,
now.
Because it affects the majority, baby.
Yeah, you know what?
And that's why I say here's, it in
here's
that
what
sense.
I, you know, when I was riding, there was no clear safety mm-hmm. for me. Because if I rode, I was like, can't ride on sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's kind of, it can be hard to control the speed on mm-hmm. these things, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then when I was riding on the street, I was afraid that I was going to get caught up by a car. And did almost crash into the person that I was riding with. So it ain't, you know, it is difficult. And no, I'm not an expert at driving those things. It's kind of like a situation because you got to get accustomed to balancing yourself
yeah.
on there and trying to control the speed. So it's not as easy as people think, you know, in the beginning when you're doing it. Now, after I had ridden it for a minute, I was cool with it. I had the whole situation down. But then that's when we had finally transitioned to the bike lanes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a whole scenario. So you really gotta, I really feel like there does need to be some regulation,
I think that's it.
Because those things, they can be dangerous.
Yep.
You know, especially when you're just starting and you're just getting on. But, they're fun, but it's just,
but
you know.
Here's the thing that.
Designated driving areas for those.
Here's the thing before we end up going to a break that I was thinking about, and I see a lot of Troop Nation is thinking about it on our YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey, we already have, like, the influx of teens that was 16 and under
yeah.
that clogged up Water Street on Monday night.
Mm.
It's curfew.
Yeah.
We can't even properly enforce curfew.
Yeah.
So how are we going to properly enforce if they do come up with regulations for these scooters? How do we enforce it?
No, they're going to, you know what? They're going to have to pull the scooters off the streets.
And you get what I'm saying?
That's the only enforcement because they don't want to act right, you know? So mm-hmm. they're going to end up having it. They need to start with just
yeah.
probably pulling them up off of certain areas in the beginning. And, you know, they got to do what they got to do.
Mm-hmm. I just hate for all of my people that really utilize them
mm-hmm.
for, you know, even if it's for fun and leisure.
Yeah.
But for those who use it to mm-hmm. go to work, and somebody said on the YouTube page, they go to the grocery store and
you
all of
what?
These things. You
I
feel
believe
what I'm saying?
It. I believe
but they
it.
Would have to be penalized because of a minority group of people who abuse it.
Yeah.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills.
They
We'd like
do
to hear
something.
From you. Yeah, so we'll
this
see.
This is one of those situations that our politicians could easily kind of control. So you're going to see some efforts put in there.
Yeah. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. Can they enforce it? Do we have enough law enforcement to put
yep.
on that kind of patrol?
Yeah.
Or do we investigate some of the shootings and the homicides?
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah.
Doing this is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a police seeing you riding and you ain't supposed to be riding, or whether it's, you know.
If we could shut them off, like if they
yeah,
had a device
they
where
can
they could
it.
Shut them off.
They can.
And then that would happen. That,
yeah.
Yeah.
They could do it.
All right. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM The Truth inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at the Avenue. We got to take care of some bills and we'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I'm the legendary Homer Blow. When you're hungry for something fresh and delicious, get your favorites from Cousin Subs delivered straight to your door. From our freshly baked bread and hand-sliced meats and cheeses to our famous sides, crispy golden fries, Wisconsin cheese curds, or creamy mac and cheese, every meal is made to order and ready to enjoy. Ordering is quick and easy online or through the Cousins app. Whether it's a solo lunch, a family dinner, or a spread for the whole crew, let us bring it straight to you. fast and fresh. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I'm a club sub. And you know what? I might have them bring me a club sub straight to my door. They'll come inside the Third Street Market Hall and bring me my sub. I'm just saying. Because Cousin Subs, we believe in better. I even get you a sub, baby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Xavier, he has a different taste bud. I don't know.
I like the turkey on, they got a 12 grain over there. Get that 12 grain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
And then I want some baked chips.
Oh, need the baked chips. Yeah.
And so, yeah, the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do want cheese, provolone.
Mm-hmm.
And then light mayo.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let me see what else I want. Sometimes I like peppers on
it. I send it to you at your other job.
Okay.
They
okay.
ain't open now.
Okay. All right, then.
All right.
All right.
But I got you.
You got me? All right. If they got the baked sour cream and onion chips now, them the best with a sandwich.
And they soups.
Oh, yeah. They soups. Yeah. So go on, do that.
Yeah. Hashtag that part. Hashtag yeah. back. You gonna eat today. All right. So, yeah. Xavier, what is the poll looking like? Read the poll and what is the percentage?
Do you think there should be more regulations on e-scooters? 62% of people say yes.
There we go. And
because they don't want to get run over. I'm just saying. The thing is, you could step right out here on our sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other day when I was out here, I was going to Kyle's reception.
Mm-hmm.
And I parked right outside here.
Okay.
Right outside our doors. And almost got ran over.
Damn.
And I was like, excuse me, I'm just trying to get to my car, back off, because I don't want you sliding into it.
Mm-hmm.
I love y'all, though.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Peace on the streets.
Yeah. It's a lot that's going on. And I truly do believe, though, that there has to be some type of extra regulations put into place. But I don't believe that they should just be downtown. If we're going to do it, we got to do it all.
Oh, you don't want them on the north side no more?
I don't want to, if we can slow them down to 5 miles an hour, let's slow them down.
Oh, they need to be slowed
down.
That's
what I'm saying.
Because like, you're cutting them back like they in a car.
Yeah, like, the hell? Why is it just everybody downtown safe?
There you go.
We got stuff going on in the inner city. And I'm sure there's stuff going on the south side. I don't hear about it like that.
I don't hear about it, but I know.
I'm trying to be fair and balanced with it.
Fair and balanced.
If we're going to do it, we got to do it all.
Yeah, there it is.
We can't just say, okay, we're just going to, because I'm mad because they can do that and they haven't talked about doing it in the inner city.
Right.
Where we see a lot of recklessness going on. It ain't everybody but that minority group that are doing it, whether they white, Black, Hmong, Asian, Latino, whoever. Slow your ass down.
Well, if you slow it down, they're going to be upset.
That's cool.
But that's good.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with that, too.
I'm good with that. Slow it down. Speaking of situations like that, Bailey, there's we talked about, I think, maybe a couple of years ago.
Uh-huh.
Where I had put in a clip where it's a gas station that's on Houghton and North.
Right.
And the proprietor and his staff, it showed the video of them being terrorized by these youth. It wasn't no 18
Y-ins?
I try not to give in to that.
The acronym?
Yeah.
You're king of acronyms. What are you talking about?
I know.
You okay?
Yeah. Really? But Bailey is stealth. I need my gavel. Someone. But anyway. employees at two Milwaukee gas stations speak out after weeks of thefts and a violent assault. We've seen them assaulting even on Houghton and North.
Right.
at that gas station, they were beating these managers and they were beating them down. They were pulling out guns, talking about, yeah, we're going to wait for y'all when y'all get off. And they would be outside waiting, and they would have to try to call the police just so they could leave the gas station. Now, I'm talking about the owner, the staff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But the recklessness, and you heard the audio of them talking crazy. So I guess they moved on up to the west side.
Oh.
And it's crazy because we had talked about a story with Festus, the black owned and operated, you know, car dealer.
Right.
That has, and they've been doing great things for the community. They've given away a few cars to some deserving people that are doing things in the community.
Uh-huh.
And they, you know, didn't have, or they lost their mode of transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And Festus stepped in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They gave Queen Mother Farina Brooks a car.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when her car was damaged, her car wasn't doing nothing but sitting outside her house.
Uh-huh.
And some reckless driver came and just smashed into her car as well as some other cars.
Wow.
Just totaled it.
Wow.
And so with all the work and the good that Farina Brooks does with Dream Team United.
Right.
And it was like her mode of transportation to get to places was cut off, and she had to wait on other people to try to get her from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess, you know, Festus ended up hearing about the situation, and they ended up gifting her a vehicle.
That's
and she
wonderful.
Currently still drives to this day.
Wow.
You know, so, but in this, and I say that because where these events took place is
right across the street.
Yeah. So we do have a video clip. We're going to have our producer Xavier play that clip leading up to our break. And when we come back in the 8 o'clock hour, we got to talk about it. We got to, you know, what can be done?
Yeah.
Like there's some out of control situations going on. Xavier, are we ready with that clip? All right. So, okay. All right. So what we'll do is we'll bring that clip to you
after
we
the break.
Take care of these bills and we find out who's going to be late or not on the other side. You are listening, obviously, to Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Home Blow along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
I see Al, MKE. We will come to you on the other side. Hopefully you'll get a chance to, yeah, you'll hear it because you're on hold. You'll hear the clip and you can also add whatever it is. You know, I know you may have had something to say about the scooters, but you can also give your take on the situation happening out on Brown Deer.
Yeah.
We got to get our kids.
Yeah.
Got to get our teens.
Yep.
Got to get our Toys R Us adults.
Yep. And the YNs.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.